各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
这个礼拜前，小弟到休斯顿教会去。
Several weeks ago, I went to Houston Church.
在花街道说他们刚献堂不久，那会堂都快要坐满人了。
And that's when I realized that they had only dedicated their chapel a few years ago, but their chapel is almost completely filled.
那我仔细看那里的信徒，也有几户是我们伊丽莎白搬过去的。
And when I took a close look at all the members there, I realized that there were some families that were originally from Elizabeth Church.
Lisa 跟 Daniel 啦。
Like Sister Lisa and Brother Daniel.
Father Boone 是吧 ？Father Boone 跟他太太啦。
And Brother Michael Boone's and his family.
然后也注意到，也有芝加哥搬下去的。
And then I noticed that there were also members from Chicago Church that moved down there.
就注意到我们在美国大家。常常为了工作上或者生活上的需要大家都搬来搬去的。
And I noticed that in the United States, whether because of our work or other reasons, we move around a lot.
我们真的是一群漂泊的人。
And we truly are a wandering people.
那所以今天晚上，今天早上我们来思考一个更美的、更好的漂泊。
So this morning, I would like to study with everyone together a better wandering.
我们来看这个，我们今天来查考希伯来书的十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
我们从十一章的第八节到第十六节呢，我们来谈漂泊的三件事情。
From Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 to 16, let's look at three things concerning wandering.
我们来看漂泊的特色。
Let's look at the characteristics of wandering.
漂泊的训练。
The training of wandering.
最后我们来谈更美的漂泊。
And finally, let's talk about a better wandering.
我们这个时代活在圣经的应许当中。
In this generation, we live under the promises of the Bible.
所以在阿摩斯书就谈到说呢，将来的人呢，要从这海漂流到那海，从北边漂流到东边。
So in the book of Amos, it says that in the future, people will wander from sea to sea, from land to land.
那但以理书也谈到说呢。在末后的日子，大家要往来奔跑。
And in the book of Daniel, it also says in the end times, people will go to and fro.
的确，我们活在这样的一个漂泊的时代。
And indeed, we live in such a time.
那希伯来书的十一章在跟我们讲漂泊的特色，就是有时候漂来漂去的时候呢，我们真的不晓得以后会在哪里落脚。
And in Hebrews chapter 11, we see the characteristic of wandering is that as we wander, sometimes we really don't know where we will end up.
我们来看十一章第八节。
Let's look at chapter 11, verse 8.
十一章第八节。
8.
亚伯兰因着信蒙召的时候就出命出去，往将要得为业的地方去，出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。
Verse 8, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going.
这边特别记载，他虽然知道神让他到应许之地。
Here is, it records that even though he knows God wants him to go to the promised land,
但是他还不知道要住在哪里，往哪里去。
But he still doesn't know where he will live and where he should go.
创世纪谈到说他离开本族、本地、本乡。
In the book of Genesis, it says he left his father's house, his country, his home.
本族是我们感到最熟悉的地方。
His people would be the place where he feels most familiar with.
本地我们觉得最安全的地方。
And his land is the place where he feels the most secure.
本家就是我们觉得有爱、有关怀的地方。
And his family or his father's house is where he feels the most love and care.
他要离开这个地方到一个没有去过的地方。
But he was going to leave this place to a place he has never been.
所以常常心中没有安全感。
So a lot of times he will not have a sense of security.
所以要到埃及去的时候。
So when he went to Egypt,
他就跟太太说，不要叫我老公，叫我哥哥。
So he told his wife, don't call me your husband, call me your brother.
为了要保护自己的生命。
In order to preserve his own life.
我们在这里生活，有时候也是这种感觉。
When we live in this land, sometimes we will also feel the same.
有时候真的 不晓得会在哪里落脚啊。
Sometimes we also don't really know where we will end up.
有时候也会失去一种安全感。
And sometimes we will also lose a sense of security.
我们有一个白人的执事来到我们东部。
We have a Caucasian deacon who came to the East Coast.
那他在纽约啊，这个 follow GPS， 然后他给他报小路。
And he was in New York, and he was driving according using a GPS device, and it took him through a local route.
突然间他到一个好像觉得很不安全的地方。
And suddenly the GPS took him to a place that doesn't look very safe.
他用英文跟我讲他的感想。
And he told me in English how he felt at the time.
他说他好像 a little white rice in a pot of chocolate.
And he told me that he felt like a little white rice in a pot of chocolate.
他就觉得在那个地方自己觉得没有什么安全感。
So he felt that there was no sense of security where he was.
所以就要再检查一下这个车窗有没有关好啊。
So when he was driving through that neighborhood, he kept checking if his doors were locked.
真的呢，有时候我没有这种感觉嘞。
And sometimes we do feel the same way.
我有一次到俄罗斯去的时候
one time when I went to Russia
那一天下雪
it was snowing at the time
我在机场 等人来接了
and I was at the airport waiting for someone to pick me up
等一个多小时快要两个小时
and I waited for an hour almost 2 hours
我就发觉到诶怎么会这样、哦、
and I was,
是我没有联络好吗
I was thinking how come it's like this did I not contact the right people
然后呢那个进进出出的人、哦就是没有一个东方人。
And of all the people coming and leaving the airport, there was no one that looked Asian.
那也不晓得大家会不会讲英语，大家都，我想他们都讲俄罗斯话吧。
And I didn't know who would know English. It seems like everyone only knew Russian.
我这是心里的感觉了，但是应该不是这样了。
And this is just what I felt. Reality probably is different.
但是你就发觉到开始担心呢，到底今天晚上我要跑到哪里去？
And then I noticed that I started worrying. I started thinking, where will I stay that night?
因为那时候没有 T-Mobile， 在国外不能打电话。
Because at that time I wasn't using T-Mobile, so I couldn't make any calls when I was abroad.
然后机场那个角落又没有 Wi-Fi。
And it happened that where I was at the airport, there was no Wi-Fi.
所以你就开始到说，哇，这个今天晚上要在哪里？
So at that moment, I started thinking, where will I go at night?
真的有时候我们飘来飘去，有时候不知道往哪里去。
And sometimes when we wander around, we don't know where we will wander to.
我们看第九节，十一章第九节。
Let's continue reading chapter 11, verse 9.
希伯来书十一章第九节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 9.
他因着信就往所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，应要同名一个应许的以赛亚各一样。这边特别谈到他好像在异地居住了。
Here it says that he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country.
其实、哦、我们很多漂泊的人都是漂泊到异地他乡了。
A lot of times, if we are people who wander, we wander to a foreign land.
真的也是、觉得很新奇。
And it will be very new to us.
有时候也是、就是不晓得怎么办呢。
But a lot of times we also don't know what to do.
小弟最近搬到纽约去。
Recently, I just moved to the New York area.
那我住在一个区叫 Jamaica， 就是 Jamaica 的地方。
And I live in Jamaica, New York.
那我去剪头发。
And when I went to get a haircut,
我知道大家通通说西班牙话。
And I realized that everyone would speak Spanish.
然后呢？问他你从哪里来
？So I asked them, where did you come from？
他说他从多米尼加来。
And the person responded, I came from Dominica Republic。
我一次从拉瓜迪亚坐 Uber 回家。
And one time I took a Uber home from LaGuardia Airport。
我问这个司机说你从哪里来
？And I asked the driver, where are you from originally？
他说我从奈及利亚来。
And the driver told me I came from Nigeria。
我说你现在住哪里
？And I asked them, where do you live now？
他说我现在住 Bronx。
And he told me I live in the Bronx.
我真的好久没有回去纽约，才会说哇，这个地方真的是各种种族的人都有。
And I haven't come back to New York in such a long time, but now I see that New York is a place where people of all cultures and races.
小弟到布鲁克林去的啊，负担布鲁克林的啊叫祈祷所。
And I went to Brooklyn because now I am the resident minister over the Brooklyn Prayer House.
第八大道啊，你几乎找不到非亚裔的了啊。
And when you walk on the streets, you almost cannot find anyone who is not Asian.
然后呢，听他们仔细讲话，又不懂他们在讲什么。
But when you try to listen to everyone talk on the street, you can't really understand what they're saying.
他们是讲胡说话，是温州话。
Because some are speaking Fuzhou dialect, some are speaking Wenzhou dialect.
后来他们跟我说啊。
And then later someone spoke to me.
美国多了两州，一个就是胡州，另外一个是温州。
Or someone told me that in America there's two provinces, the Fuzhou province or the Wenzhou province.
你看那个地方，因为他们可能语言不是很方便，所以他们就集中啊住在那个地方。
And maybe because of language barrier, so all the people who immigrated from those areas in China tend to live together.
我们到纽约这么一个不是太大的地方，你就会到好像住在 foreign land 哦。好像住在国外的地方一样。
So even if you go to New York, New York is not that big of an area, but it seems like you moved to a foreign country.
这是我们漂泊遇到的一些特色了。
These are some things that you will encounter when you wander.
到新的地方就有新的语言。
So when you go to a new place, there will be new languages.
小弟以前被差派到南美的时候，就想说我应该学一点西班牙文。
In the past, when I was assigned to South America to help with the work there, I thought I should learn some Spanish.
但是后来又被派到欧洲，我就觉得哇，怎么学啊？这个哦，好像在美国跨过一个州就要学一个新的语文，这到底怎么学啊？
And then later on, when I was assigned to Europe, then I was thinking, how can I even start to learn the foreign languages? It's like if you go to each state in the U.S. and you have to learn a new language.
意大利有意大利话，这个另外一州法国有法国的话。
Because if you're in Italy, they speak Italian, and then you cross over to France, and they speak French.
真的有时候到那个地方新的语言你。不晓得怎么跟他们沟通。
And sometimes when you go to a new place with the new language, you simply don't know how to communicate.
我就想起这个中州跟我们讲一个他的经历。
And I remember that Preacher Joe once told me one of his experiences.
他说他第一次来美国坐飞机的时候。
He said when he first came to the U.S. and he was on a plane.
那个服务员一直跟他讲说 pasta, pasta.
And the flight attendant kept saying to him pasta, pasta.
他说应该是 chicken or pasta， 他听不懂 chicken， 只有听到 pasta。
And when he recalled the incident, he was thinking the flight attendant must have said chicken or pasta。But he didn't understand the chicken and only heard pasta。
可是当时他想说，哇，这个航空公司真厉害，我是 pasta， 他都知道啊。
But at that time, he just thought to himself, this airline really did their research. They even know I'm a pastor.
所以他说什么是 pasta pasta， 就是他到最后就点到这个。
So when the flight attendant asked him pasta, pasta, and he just responded pasta, and he got pasta.
我们有时候来到新的国家，遇到一个新的语言哦，会有一种 phobia， 有一种怕怕的感觉。
And sometimes when we go to a new country with new languages, we will have a phobia.
我跟你讲实话。
And I'll tell you the truth.
有时候我看年轻人在一起聊天的时候，叽里呱啦的，有时候我都不敢过去啊，因为实在是讲太快，听不懂。
Sometimes when I see young people gather together and just talking together, I'm afraid of joining in their conversation because they're speaking so fast, I can't pick up the conversation.
就是真的，就是你还是有一种觉得不晓得怎么样更自在的跟这一群人相处在一起啊。
And that is a fear you have where you don't know how to more naturally interact with a group of people.
那我来到新的地方，这是 foreign 啊，就是异地他乡，好像在异地居住一样哦。你会觉得，不只是还有一个新的文化也要适应啊。
So when you go to a foreign country, it's not just a new land, but also a new culture.
真的有。文化真的不一样，我不晓得有没有跟他讲过一个很糗的事情。
And the culture really is different. I don't remember if I shared with everyone a very embarrassing incident.
1980几年呢，小弟那时候在纽约留学。
In the 1980s, when I was a foreign exchange student in New York.
那边读书边打工。
I was studying and working at the same time.
有一次老板叫我去，因为他是一个 clinic， 他叫我去买糖果。那个病人呢，进来这个。柜台啊，可以拿糖果。
And because I worked part-time at a clinic, so my boss told me to go buy some candy so that I can put it in the reception area so when people come in, they can get it.
找到糖果，但是找不到袋子可以装啊，不晓得袋子放哪里啊。
And when I went into the store, I found the candy, but I couldn't find any bags to hold the candy with.
我找了半天之后，去那个柜台拿一个袋子去装糖果。
And I couldn't find anything to hold the candy. So in the end, I went to the cashier desk and I took a bag there.
结果要出去的时候，他竟然不给我算钱呢。
And then when I wanted to go out of the store, when I was checking out, the cashier didn't charge me anything.
因为买 好多东西嘛，在袋子里面他就没有算钱了。
And because I bought several other things other than candy, and when they saw the candy was in the bag already, they didn't charge me for it.
然后就叫警卫故意站在那里，然后就把我抓起来。
Instead, they asked the security guard to stand at the door so that when I left without paying for the candy, the security guard.
我觉得实在是有点无辜哦，我不晓得你们这边的规矩是这样子的。
The security guard took me aside, and I felt that I was innocent because I didn't know the culture and the customs.
真的在一个异地他乡，有时候真的很不方便。
And sometimes when you're in a foreign place, it is really inconvenient.
我可能跟大家讲过这个故事，我在报纸上看到的。
And I think I shared this with everyone, but I read in the newspaper.
早期的时候，一个台湾的小姐来美国开车。
Many years ago, there was a lady from Taiwan who came to U.S. and was driving.
听到那个后面的警车一直嗡嗡嗡嗡的叫，她想说，哇，警车在急的，所以她想说，可能她开警车。就是很急啊，所以他越开越快啊，怕说会挡到警车啊，所以一直呜呜的，一直开得很快啊。
And this lady was driving on the road, and she heard a police car behind her with the sirens on. And in her mind, she thought the police must be in a hurry, so she wanted to get out of the police way and started driving faster and faster.
到最后呢，所有警车把她包围住啊。
But in the end, she was completely surrounded by police.
她吓哭了。
And she was afraid and crying.
因为可能在我们那个地方没有这样的经历。
And probably because back home, in her own country, she never experienced anything like this.
这都是文化熟悉的问题。
And this is all a matter of being unfamiliar with a new culture.
所以，圣经讲说亚伯拉罕来到应许的地呢。好像在预地居住一样啊。
So the Bible says that when Abraham came to the land of promise, it was as if he dwelt in a foreign country.
所以我们看到我们一漂泊，真的有时候不晓得要在哪里到脚。
So we see that when we wander, sometimes we don't know where our feet will settle.
我们所住的地方好像在异地他乡一样。
And where we dwell will be as in a foreign country.
那我们漂泊其实有一个训练啊。
But when we wander, there is training, something we learn from.
所以今天我们来美国漂泊，我们也觉得神对我们有个训练。
When we come to the United States as wanderers, we also see God is training us.
那十一章在谈到信心的问题。
And in chapter 11, it talks about the matter of faith.
所以神常常要在漂泊当中来增加我们对神的信心。
Often God allows us to wander so that He can. Teach us about faith.
所以神要让他在对亚伯兰有更有信心的可以抓住神的应许。
And God wanted Abraham to have more faith so that he is able to hold on to God's promises.
神要亚伯拉罕更有信心的来顺从神的旨意，听神的话。
And God wanted Abraham to have more faith so that he can obey and follow God's will.
我说今天神让我们漂泊，我想其中一个目的就是说，希望我们在这个。这里的生活当中呢，我们的信心呢、在这个漂泊的过程当中，能够越来越进步。
I think one of the reasons why God allows us to wander today is that as we are wandering, we can have greater faith and improve.
神的应许呢，你可以抓住多少
？How many of God's promises are we able to hold on to?
我们再来读十一章的九到十一节。
Let's continue reading Hebrews chapter 11, verses 9 to 11. 9 to 11.
他因着信，就在所应许之地做客，好像在预地居住帐篷，与那同一个应许的以赛亚各一样。第十节。
10.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。十一节。
11.
因着信，连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数，还能怀孕，因他以那应许他的是可信的。十一节，请读。
Verse 11, by faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised.
这边谈到后来撒拉她能够相信那个应许她的神
In verse 11, it talks about later on, Sarah was able to have faith in God who had promised.
虽然她已经没有办法生孩子了，我们台湾话说阿婆生孩子啊。阿婆生囝无指望啦， 阿婆生孩子没有指望了啦。可是呢，他因着信啊，神应许的，他信得下去了。
Even though she was past the age where she was able to bear a child, it says that by faith she was able to conceive.
到最后她可以相信呢，不可能可以变成可能。
And in the end, she believed what was impossible became possible.
这个是神亲口跟他们应许的，在二十几年前就应许了。
And this is something God had promised him 10-20 years ago already.
今天哦，其实他们对神的话的相信哦。也不是说中途都一直信到底啊，也是一种磨练啊。
And we see that it's not that they continually believed in God continuously, but during this whole time, there were times where they had to be trained.
但是你就看到他说，在这个漂泊当中，他最后达到可以完全相信了。
But we see that in throughout this wandering, in the end, she was able to achieve this and have this faith.
亚伯拉罕75岁进迦南，85岁还没有孩子。
When Abraham entered into Canaan, he was 75 years old. By 85 years old, he still did not have a child.
所以他们就用自己的方法，借着一个使女夏甲，就得到了一个孩子叫以实玛利。
So Abraham tried to use their own way, through their maidservant Hagar, and had a son Ishmael.
所以把神的应许突然之间他没有信心去把它承受。
And because They did not have the faith to receive God's promise.
那圣经上讲说，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
And so the Bible says, whatever man sows, that he will reap.
到时候亚伯拉罕呢，变成要亲自把他的太太跟他的儿子赶出去啊。
So that in the end, we see that Abraham had to personally cast away, his wife Hagar and his son Ishmael.
因为神跟他讲，他太太也跟他讲，唯有从这个撒拉出来的。才能够真正承受产业。
Because God had told Abraham that only the heir from Sarah can be an heir to the inheritance.
所以有时候我们哦，用自己的方法来得到自己想要的，却不是神的一个方法，或是没有做出神的应许。有时候我们也会付出一些代价，吃一些苦果。
So sometimes if we try to use our own ways to take hold of what God had promised.In the end, we will also reap what we have sown.
你看现在以色列人跟阿拉伯人常常打仗。
We see that right now the Israelites often are warring with the Arabs.
这个是亚伯拉罕当时自己失落信心之后的一个结果。
And this is the result of Abraham having lost faith.
但是到慢慢时间过去了，撒拉、亚伯拉罕他们信心就越老呢，然后就越坚定了。
But we see that as time went by, as Sarah and Abraham grew older, they became more firm in their faith.
真的，我们看到这个时代也是一样哦。
And we see it's the same in this generation.
圣经讲，我们人的疆界跟寿数是神定的。
The Bible says our boundaries and our countries are appointed by God.
但是有的人来到这个国家一段时间，才实在是拿不到绿卡。
But for some people who come to this country, it seems like they stay for a long time and still cannot obtain a green card.
他用自己的方法来得到自己想要的。
And they try to use their own way to obtain what they want.
其实他们也付上一些代价。
And in the end, they also have to pay a price.
所以我们要慢慢学啦。你跟我都一样啊。
So you and I both have to slowly learn.
怎么样的有耐性的来等候神的应许。
How do we patiently wait for God's promise?
我们看雅各书一章四节。
Let's turn to James chapter 1 verse 4.
雅各书一章四节。
James chapter 1 verse 4.
雅各书一章四节。
James chapter 1 verse 4.
我们从第三节开始读。
Let's start reading from verse 3.
因为知道你们的信心经过试验。就生忍耐第四节
Four.
但忍耐也当成功使你们成全完备毫无欠缺请读
Verses 3 and 4 Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience but let patience have its perfect work that you may be perfect and complete lacking nothing
我们有时候真的神会试验我们应许已经跟你讲了可是经过这么久好像这个应许是空的
A lot of times God will test us because God has promised something, but it seems like the promise never comes, and we think that the promise is empty.
所以神说你要忍耐啊。
So God tells us we have to have patience.
那忍耐要成功啊。
And we have to be patient so that it's it has its perfect work.
那你到最后就可以成全完备，毫无缺陷。
If we let patience have its perfect work, then we'll be perfect and complete,
所以我一直觉得
lacking nothing.
我们在漂泊当中哦，这是神要我们学的。
So when we wander, this is what God wants us to learn.
真的有时候不是一下学得会的。
And sometimes it's not something we can learn in an instant.
但是我们要就是随着年纪的增长，像撒拉一样哦，要相信那个真的相信那个应许他的神是可以相信的啦。
But as we grow in age, we also have to be like Sarah and grow in our faith. So eventually, we see that Sarah had faith.
弟兄姐妹，神的应许到底有多少？
Brothers and sisters, how many are God's promises?
我觉得我们来到美国一个最大的问题就是大家都很多人都没有安全感。
I feel that one big problem that everyone has when they immigrate to the United States is that people don't have a sense of security.
我们都很害怕自己没有工作。
And we are all very fearful that we will not have a job.
所以这个公司有什么风吹草动啊？我们新的跟着上上下下。
So whenever there anything happening, any changes or anything happening in the company, our heart and our emotions rise up and down.
其实我们一直在读圣经马太福音哦，在跟我们讲说，你看空中的飞鸟不种不收啊，天父也养活他们呢。
But when we read the Bible, if we look at the Gospel of Matthew, it tells us that if we look at the birds in the air, they don't sow anything, they don't reap anything, butour Heavenly Father also sustains us.
我觉得今天我们来到这里一个最大的福气啊，这是其中一个极大的应许。你真的追求神的国、神的义哦，其他的真的不要为明天忧虑什么。
I feel that one of the greatest blessings we have of living and immigrating to the United States is that we can see that if we seek first God's righteousness and kingdom, we don't have to worry about anything.
但是这么简单的应许，有多少人真的随着时间的过去，你真的把它抓得住哦？把这样的应许抓得紧紧的，再怎么样的一个这个风浪过来，你就知道，反正主耶稣跟我讲了，我不会当乞丐。
But even though this promise is so simple, how many people through the passage of time learn to grab hold to this promises, to believe that we don't have to worry because Lord Jesus has already promised us.
他的心真的，他的灵魂真的有个锚啊，那个锚通到幔内，通到主耶稣身上，那是有盼望的。
So that a person's heart, their soul, really is anchored to Lord Jesus and have hope.
真的不简单呢，齁。
And this is truly not easy.
小弟到南非去的时候
，When I went to South Africa,
他们在早期啊，我想不跟他讲过，他们哦，因为这个社会很乱啊，他们就写，甚至这个工人呢，写这个简讯跟大家讲说呢，在家里守安息日就好了。
In earlier years, because in South Africa things were more chaotic, so even the workers of a church texted all the members saying, "You can just keep Sabbath at home."
可是另外一个工人觉得，哇，那这样子要教会做什么？我们这个教会这个 building 这么漂亮哦，我们这个教会做什么？他就在这个工人后来他离开之后，他就又写简信跟大家讲说，你们再不来聚会，我要把这个建筑物卖掉。
But another worker was thinking, if all the believers don't come to the chapel to have service, then what's the point of having a chapel? So then he also texted all the members saying, if you still don't come to the chapel, then we'll just sell the building.
那有些同龄他们其实住的离教会不是很远。
And there were some members who didn't live very far from the church.
心里想，哇，有个教会是何等宝贵的事情啊，有个会堂。
And they were thinking to have a chapel to worship in is such a precious thing.
我们平常打货不是都要外出吗？平常打货的时候。
Normally when we work, don't we have to go out?
那为什么我们安息日就不敢来聚会呢？
But why is it on the Sabbath day we're afraid of going outdoors to go worship?
后来说一群人他们就彼此勉励啊，他们说我们要守安息日啊。
So a group of members encourage one another, saying we have to observe the Sabbath.
可是哦，当他们真的想要开车来守安息日的时候
，But when they want to drive and really go to the chapel to observe the Sabbath,
很多的阻挡哎
，There were a lot of obstacles.
那时候就是一个考验呢、啊。
And at that time, it was a testing.
有的这个车子坏了，有的那个什么店里出问题，或者是店里遭小偷。
There were some members whose cars broke down, and other members who had thieves or robbers at their stores.
守安息的应许到底是真的还是假的？
And they had to think, was the promise of keeping the Sabbath real or false?
感谢主啊，现在有一群人呢。他们每个安息日都在约翰尼斯堡聚会。
Thank God, right now, every Sabbath, there are a group of members who worship together in a chapel in Johannesburg.
他们在这个漂泊的生活当中学到了要抓住应许。
In their life of wandering, they learned that they have to hold on to God's promises.
那信心就得到建立，以为那个应许的神他是可以相信的。
As they hold on to the promises, then their faith can be established. Then they will know that the one who promises is God, they can believe in.
所以弟兄姐妹，在圣经上所有应许当中，请问您抓住几个？
And so brothers and sisters, of all the promises in the Bible, how many promises have we held on to?
神的应许到底有多少？
How many promises are there of God?
他应许你呢？在世上有苦难，在他里面有平安。
God promises us that in the world there will be trial and tribulation, but in Him there will be peace.
他应许你，他不会撇下你做孤儿。
He promised you that He will not leave you as orphans.
他应许你你只要爱他，你不用忧虑吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
He promised you that as long as you love Him, you don't have to worry about what to eat or what to drink.
我们可以抓住多少？
How many promises can we hold on to?
那从实际上我们看到另外一个训练，漂泊当中的训练，就是我们真的有办法把神的话听进去吗？
And in chapter 11 of Hebrews, we see another training that we have through wandering is whether we can truly hear the words of God.
有时候神的旨意我们真的觉得这个对我们来讲好难呢，难。
Sometimes we feel that the will of God is too hard for us.
可是你愿意去守吗？愿意走得下去吗？
But are we willing to keep God's will?
我想在漂泊当中，神就是要这样给我们训练、考验，到最后我们真的可以完全听神的话。
I think that when we wander, God is training us and testing us so that we will learn how to obey His words and keep His will.
我们看十一章的十七节到。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11, verses 17 to 19.
17节到19节。
17 to 19.
17节到19节。
Verses 17 to 19.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生子献上。论到这儿子，曾经有话说，从以撒生的才要成为你的后裔。他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子。请读。
Verses 17 to 19. By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called," concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense.
这边谈到说呢，亚伯拉罕神让亚伯拉罕献上自己的儿子。
In this passage, it says God allowed Abraham to offer up his own son.
但希伯来书的作者特别说这便是那欢喜领受这应许的，将自己独生子献上。好像希伯来书的作者好像把亚伯拉罕献子到最后，他是一种能够很欢喜领受神应许的这种心态
But the author of Hebrews describes this event in verse 17, saying, "He who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son," telling us that when Abraham offered up Isaac, he offered Isaac up willingly and joyfully to keep the promise.
其实从人的角度看，这个是很难的事情
But from a human standpoint, this is very difficult.
我们来想想亚伯拉罕他一辈子真的都是听神的话。
When we think about Abraham, we see that. Throughout his entire life, he almost entirely obeyed God's word.
你看神叫他离开故乡，他就离开故乡。
When God told him to leave his homeland, he left his homeland.
神叫他把自己的长子跟自己的太太夏甲赶出去，他就赶出去。
When God told him to cast out his his firstborn, and also his wife, he also cast them out.
这个已经很不容易了。
This is already very difficult.
那是他自己的孩子，自己的骨肉啊。
Because this is his own child, this is his flesh and blood.
那神这样说，你要怎么办？
But when God tells him this, what can he do?
他可能也想到说，哎呀，反正这个世界上很多人哦，寡妇也可以带儿子啊。更何况神已经答应他要让这个儿子做将来要祝福这个儿子呢
maybe he was thinking to himself he doesn't have to worry because there are a lot of people in the world already that can take care of widows and orphans and God already promised that Ishmael will become a great nation
但是到年老的时候又一个命令下来了
but when he was in his old age God gave him another command
现在唯一在家里唯一的儿子
now he needed to offer up his only begotten son
这个太难了吧
this is too hard
这里讲说欢喜领受应许的，哇，这个怎么欢喜领受那个应许啊？
But in verse 17 it says Abraham was he who had received the promises offered up.
这个没有欢喜领受啊？
没有。
第17节没有啊
？NKJV 没有。
哦 ，OK。
But the and in some translation it says he joyfully or willingly offered up.
哦，这个我觉得真的是太难哦。
And when I think about this, this is truly too hard.
那个。有的人说呢，因为当时代啊，迦南人有把孩子献给偶像的习俗啊。
Some people say it's because during that time in the land of Canaan, there was a practice of offering up your children.
所以神借着这样的方法要跟人讲，以后献动物就好了，不要献儿子。
And God wanted to
用动物代替儿子。
God wanted to use this this event to teach people that they only needed to sacrifice animals, not their children.
那这里告诉我们说，为什么后来亚伯兰信心那么大，这个考验可以通过呢
？But in this passage, it tells us why did Abraham have such great faith and why did he pass this test?
18节提到说，他曾经想到哈，神曾经这样讲了。
And in verse 18, it says that he remembered how God had said,
要说从以撒生的才是你的后裔啊。
In Isaac, your seed shall be called.
那神既然这样讲，那又叫我杀他，那他，我杀了他，他一定可以复活的。
So Abraham remembered that since God said this and God tells me to offer up Isaac as a sacrifice, he will raise him up.
他又想到有一次神自己跟他讲哦。
Because he remembered that God had told him.
神说我是全能的神，你要在我面前做完全的人。
God had told him, I am Almighty God, you shall be perfect before me.
所以想到他跟神互动的这一切哦。
And he remembered how God told him he must be blameless.
他真的刀举起来要砍下去了。
And he raised his knife and was about to kill his son.
所以他心中是想说，即使是这样子，他也会活过来了。
So in his heart, he believed that even though he kills his son, God will cause him to come back to life.
最后神阻止他。
And we see in the end, God stopped him.
到最后神指着自己启示说，论福我要。是你大福气啊
！And God swore by Himself that He will give him great blessings.
你知道吗？亚伯拉罕从那个时候开始，他人生就没有什么考验了，
We、
因为他已经到达了那个信仰的，就是一个尖峰时段了。
We see that after this point in Abraham's life, he no longer had any trials and tests from God because he had reached the pinnacle of his faith.
因为他的信心已经信到神是一个可以从死复活、从无变有的神了。
Because his faith has reached a level where he believed that God is a God who can raise the dead, and God can make something from nothing.
那如果是这样，有什么不可以听神的呢？
And if this is a God who he believes in, what else is there anything that he cannot obey?
所以弟兄姐妹，在我们漂泊的生涯当中，哈。
So brothers and sisters, as we live a life of wandering,
你信得进去这两句话吗？
Are we able to believe in this phrase?
神真的可以使无生有，使死复活。
That God was able to raise him up even from the dead.
如果真的信得下去，哈。
If we're able to believe this,
我们也真的可以把自己的儿子献上。
Then we will also be able to offer up our own child.
我说献上不是说要让他以后当传道这个意思哈。
And when I say offer up, I don't mean that allow your child to become a full-time preacher.
很多人真的把孩子的地位啊超过于神了。
But today we see that there are a lot of people who elevate their own children to surpass even God.
自从我们有了孩子之后，我们生活的重心常常在孩子身上。
That after we have children, the focus of our life becomes our children.
真的，我们要懂得献上。
But we have to learn how to offer up our children.
我们是 要想要得到生命的会失掉生命啊，你失掉生命会得到生命，你想要得到孩子的生命，你会失掉孩子的生命啊，你把孩子的生命献上，你会得到孩子的生命啊。
Those who want to keep their lives will lose it. Those who are willing to lose their lives will obtain it. If we're willing to give up the life of our children, we will obtain it.
我们如果让孩子从小就知道我们家的生活重点是神，不是人。
If we teach our children since they are young that the center of our family is God, not man.
所以有了孩子不会影响到我们的服事，也不会影响到我们的崇拜。
So after we have children, our servitude in church, our worship of God will not be affected.
你真的把它献上了，你知道神一定会看顾他了。
Then we have truly offered up our children, and we believe that God will look after the child.
所以如果晚上的聚会方便，你也可以带去。
So if at night time you're able to, you will also bring your children to service.
不是照着书养，而是照着神的意思养啊。
You do not raise your child according to human knowledge, but you raise your child according to God.
或许到最后你真的会得到你的孩子啊。
And in the end, you will find that you will receive your child.
这个把孩子现在孩子谁不宝贝，谁不希望他好好的长大，谁不希望他谁希望他晚上出来着凉受苦呢？
Because your child is your precious treasure, so you can't bear bringing your child out at night and risk getting a cold.
但是如果真的你像亚伯兰说，神让我们献上，我们就献上。
But if you are like Abraham and you believe that God tells us to offer up our child, so we will offer up our child.
真的，你会知道说，你的孩子会在神的恩典当中长大。
Then you will truly see that God allows your child to grow up.Under his blessing.
我们现在的问题就是大家都没有把孩子献上。
The problem we face today is that we don't offer up our children to God.
孩子成为我们的神呢、啊、
？But our children become our God.
我们可以再想一想这个道理哈、哦。
So we can think about this teaching.
我们觉得顺服神，今天说我们要听神的话。
When we say we want to obey God and we want to listen to God,
小弟觉得今天教会就是耶稣基督的身体。
We see that today the church is the body of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们不要把教会只以为是人的组织而已。
So we should not see the church as merely a human organization.
教会让我们来做的。
But the church is here.
虽然有时候你觉得怎么把儿子献上这个太不合理了，结果让我做的太不合理了。
And sometimes it seems like if we want to offer up our child, it seems too unreasonable.
每六年我们都要搬家。
Every 6 years, the full-time ministers have to move.
有时候觉得啊，真的是有点辛苦。
Sometimes I feel like it is a little bit difficult.
但是不听吗？
But can I disobey this directive?
这是教会的吩咐啊。
Because this is arrangement from the church.
小弟就觉得这个是从神来的一个，神要我们这样做，让不同的弟兄姐妹啊跟我们啊有得到不同的造就。
And I learned that God wants me to learn that through this rotation that God wants to edify the different believers with workers of different talents.
我们现在的人最大的问题就是我们自己哦，因为都有教育，我们自己都有想法的。
One of the problems that people have today is that we are all educated and we all have our own way of thinking.
有人说喝过洋墨水的真的都有两把刷子。
Some people say if you're educated in a certain way, you are very capable.
那这个时候要听神的话，听教会的话。
But in times like this, we have to listen to the church. We have to obey the words of God.
我想这也是漂泊当中的一种操练啊。
And I believe this is the type of training we have when we are wandering.
如果很容易的，当然我们可以听。可是这个容易吗？限制容易吗？这是很难听的道理啊。
If there are very easy things to follow, we will obey. But what if it's something like this that are very difficult to obey?
所以我们看到这个漂泊当中的训练。
So we see the training that comes with wandering.
那我们为什么说这个是更美的漂泊呢？
So why do we say that this is the better wandering?
第八节，我们来读十一章第八节。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8.
因为这个漂泊是为因为信啊，因为神的缘故了。
Because we see that this wandering is because of God.
十一章第八节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8.
亚伯因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，请读。
Chapter 11 verse 8. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out.
这个他。因他是神召他到一个新的国度去了。
God called him to a new country.
那为了信仰，他就搬家。
And for the sake of his faith, he moved.
我们今天漂泊常常是因为工作的关系。
Today we wander often because of our work.
我们来到一个新的地方，有时候是为了小孩教育的关系。
We move to a new place sometimes because of the for our children's education.
或者是为了要为了要更好的生活。
Or perhaps for a better life.
多少人真的为神的家在漂泊呢？
But how many people truly wander for the sake of God's house?
说明了亚伯拉罕的漂泊真的是跟我们不太一样，是更美的啦。
So we see Abraham's wandering is a little bit different from ours. It is a better wandering.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果我们有选择啊。
So brothers and sisters, if we have a choice.
当我们要搬家的时候。
When we are moving.
我们也把神的家考虑进去啊。
We should also consider God's house.
最近一个弟兄在找工作。
Recently there was a brother who was looking for work.
他就问小弟说，我们哪里有教会啊。
And he asked me, where we have churches.
丹佛有教会吗？
He asked me, is there a church in Denver?
Austin 有教会吗？
Is there a church in Austin?
他有很多城市，但是又有一些城市是有神的教会的地方。
And he asked me about many different cities, and there are cities where we have the Church of God.
真的，我们有时候有选择啊，我们要去像这几个地方，小弟说的呢，是还没有成立教会的地方呢。
And some of the places I just mentioned are places where churches have not yet been established.
但是有信徒啊。
But there are believers there.
那我们过去可以帮忙教会的工。
And if we go over, we can help with the work of the church.
我们就觉得这是一个更美的漂泊。
And we see that this is a better type of wandering.
为什么说亚伯拉罕的漂泊是更美的漂泊呢？
Why do we say that Abraham's wandering is a better
wandering? 除了他为神搬家以外。
Aside from moving for God's sake.
我们看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
他十一章第九节。
Chapter 11, verse 9.
十一章第九节。
Hebrews 11:9.
他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，以那同名一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。这边特别提到说呢，他好像在异地啊，而且是住在帐篷里面呢。
Verse 9 says he dwelt in a land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents.
我们再来读十三节。
Let's also skip to verse 13.
十三节。
13.
这些人都是存着信心使的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，且承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。这边谈到说，他们承认自己在世上是寄居的，是客旅的。
And verse 13 says, these people confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
这个更美，就是他们不以地上为他们永久的居所。
This better wandering is a wandering where they don't consider their dwelling on earth as their permanent dwelling.
所以三代人呢，都选择住在帐篷里面。
So three generations of people all chose to live in tents.
难道他们不可以跟罗德一样，选择住在比较舒适的、方便的城市当中吗？
Could they not have chose a lifestyle like Lot and lived in a more comfortable city environment?
那帐篷，这个你没有办法累积太多人间的拥有了。
When you live in a tent, you cannot accumulate too much possessions.
你只能够过一个相对比较简单的生活。
You can only live a relatively simple life.
今天我们活在这个人间我觉得我们一直说过一个更比较简单的生活是极大的智慧。
When we live on earth today, we keep saying that to be able to live a more simple life is wise.
这也是不简单的操练
But this is also a difficult training to go undergo.
但是更美的漂泊应该就是他的盼望，他的累积不是在人间呢。
But a better wandering is a wandering where our hope and the wealth we accumulate is not on earth.
你知道最近Houston跟这个佛罗里达都有台风经过。
We heard on the news that recently both in Houston and Florida they had hurricanes.
那有一些休斯顿有十几个信徒这次来参加成人神训班。
And from Houston Church, there are tens of members who came to attend the National Adult Theological Seminar this time.
家庭呢，他们家淹了水。
One of the members who came had their house flooded.
他就在台上跟大家分享他这个经验。
And he shared with everyone his experience.
他说，好像家里损失的东西很多，因为所有东西都泡在水里面了嘛。
And he shared that it feels like he lost a lot of possessions in his house because everything was flooded by the water.
但是他说很感谢神他说这些东西没有了，反而觉得生活觉得没有那么多需要牵挂。
But he also shared that, thank God, even though he lost these things, now he feels that he has less things to worry about in his life.
好像神也在提醒他，不要过着那么复杂的生活。
And it is as if God is also reminding him to not live such a complicated life.
您有没有觉得说我们拥有越多，真的有时候烦恼越多？
Have we ever felt that the more we possess, the more worries we have?
真的，如果我们在休斯顿没有房子，台风来，可能你不会太担心。
And truthfully speaking, if we were in Houston and a hurricane came and we don't have a house, we would not be as worried.
小弟不是说我们不要买房子，而是在谈一个道理，就是说我们拥有越多，有时候担心会越多了。
Of course, I'm not saying don't buy a house. I'm saying that the more we have, the more things we have to worry about.
如果我们没有拥有一辆新车，都不用担心那个人家会刮你的车子。
For example, if we don't own a brand new car, we don't have to worry about people scratching our car.
我们如果没有一个很好的 iPhone, 都不会在乎那个 screen 碎掉会怎么样。
Or we don't have a very nice iPhone, we won't worry about the screen being cracked.
所以有时候真的想要过一个简单的生活，有时候是一个极大的智慧。
So sometimes to be able to live a simple life requires great wisdom. Them.
你看这个 有些人、哦、真的我们看到也觉得他们是、不简单。
And we see some people, when we look at their lives, we see that they live very impressive lives.
比如说这个 Facebook 的老板呢、
For example, if you look at the CEO of Facebook,
他好像常常穿那一件 T-shirt、哦、
It seems like
好像没有换过，好像没有，实际上是有换过了。
Sometimes it seems like he always wears the same T-shirt, and almost like he doesn't have another shirt.
事实上，他有很多同样的 shirt.
But in reality, he just owns a lot of T-shirts that all look the same.
那他说这样就不用担心要换什么了，每天就是同样的衣服。
And he said in an interview, the reason why he buys a lot of these same T-shirts is that he don't have to worry about picking out his clothes.
那报纸也讲，他不买超过40,000块钱以上的车子。
And the paper also reported that he would not buy any car that's over $40,000.
是我们看到人世间有些人，我们不晓得他们有没有信仰，但是他们也知道，某些方面可以简单一点了。
So what we see is that people in this world, even though they may not have faith, they know that there are things in their life they have to simplify.
听说乌拉圭的总统是一个平民的总统。
I've heard that the president of Uruguay is peasant president.
他报纸讲他没有因为换了地位就换了一个脑袋。
Or he's just a common person. Because the newspaper reported that even though he became president, he did not suddenly change his own thinking.
所以他把总统府给那些无家可归的人住，自己住在自己的村庄的地方。
And so instead, he donated his presidential mansion to people who are homeless and remained home in his countryside.
他90%的薪水那捐献给慈善机构。
And he donates 90% of his salary to charity organizations.
我不晓得他有没有信仰的、哦、
And I don't know whether he has a faith or not.
我们就看到世上的人、哦、真的有的人他们对于这种物质的东西呢、他们虽然没有很多，但是他们甘之如饴啊。他们很快乐的享受的简单的生活。
But what we see is that there are people in the world who don't have a lot of worldly possessions, but they are very content and happy.
那从信仰的角度来看，亚伯拉罕有更美的标本，就是他的拥有、他的想要都不是在人间，他们盼望一个、更好的天乡啊。
But from a perspective of faith, we see that Abraham had a better wandering because his hope and his possessions are all in heaven.
所以弟兄姐妹，不管我们人间拥有多少，我们的心不要在那个上面。
So brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter, or no matter how many, how much possessions we have on earth, let us not our heart dwell on these earthly possessions.
更美的漂泊是因为他们知道有个更美的地方让他们去啊。
And they have a better wandering because they know that there is a better place for them to go.
我们看11章的13节到16节。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11 verses 13 to 16.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，且承认自己在世上是客旅，是居居的。十四节。
14.
说这样话的人是要表明自己要找一个家乡。十五节。
15.
他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。十六节。
16.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡， 就是在天上的，所以神被他称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。先读十五节、十六节。
15 and 16, and truly if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. 16, but now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
今天我们也是一样，我们漂泊在异地他乡，你想要回到自己的故乡是有机会的。
Today is the same for us. Even though we come to a foreign land, a new country, but if we want to return to our homeland, we still have a chance.
所以有的人为了医疗保险，有的人为了亲人，到最后还是回到自己的故乡。
We see that there are some people, because of insurance or because of their family, they return to their homeland.
但是不重要，重要就是说我们心中有一个更好的地方可以去了。
But that is unimportant. What is important is in our heart, we have a better homeland.
羡慕的不是世上的东西。
That what we desire is not the things on earth.
所以亚伯拉罕不对这个。不对，那个索多玛的王呢，取一根一线呐、这个人间的东西对我来讲不是最重要的。
So we see that Abraham didn't even want a single strap or a string from the king of Sodom.
所以雅各说，我这一辈子真的活的在人间都是又短又苦啊。
That's why Jacob also says, "My life on earth is short and difficult."
那以撒可能说在。我再多吃一点美野味就好了，其他都不重要了。
And for Isaac, he just says, just let me eat some game, and nothing else is important.
所以他们的盼望不是在地上。
So we see that their hope is not on earth.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们的盼望在哪里？
So brothers and sisters, where is our hope today?
我们常说台北不是我的家，我的家乡没有霓虹灯。
Sometimes people from Taiwan will say, Taipei is not my home because my home does not have neon lights.
心中有没有一个盼望啊？
In our heart, do we have a hope?
我最后讲个故事，时间到了。
To conclude, let me share a story.
可能跟大家讲过了。
Maybe I shared this with everyone before.
我遇到一位姐妹。
I met a sister once.
她年纪大了。
Who is old in years.
她昏倒在她的这个浴室里面。
And she fainted in her bathroom.
大概从早上八点多到中午十一点多才醒过来。
And from she fainted and was passed out from 8 to 12 and woke up at 12.
因为家里的人都去上班了，都没有人注意到她昏过去。其实那个是一个小中风了。
Because everyone in her house had left for work, so nobody noticed. And in reality, she had a small stroke.
她起来的时候一直哭啊。
And when she woke up, she kept crying.
我问她说你为什么哭啊？
And I asked her, why did you cry?
难道哭没有亲人在你旁边，你昏过去的时候？
And I asked her, did you cry because when you passed out, you didn't have your family by your side?
她说不是。
And she said, no.
那你为什么哭？
And I asked her, why did you cry?
她说我哭哦，为什么哦？神不让我就把我接走啊。如果我这样走，不是不晓得有多好，你知道吗？你看哦，没病没痛就这样过去了，然后我就回家了。
And she shared with me that I cried because I was thinking, wouldn't it be so wonderful if God just took me home then I wouldn't have to go through sickness or any pain and I can just leave.
这个姐妹真是一个有盼望的人。
And this sister is a person who has hope.
所以人间的事情就不再重要了。
So that the things on earth are seem unimportant.
希望大家都有更美的漂泊。
I hope that everyone can have a better wandering.
因为时间的关系，我们就一起来祷告。
Because of time, let us conclude with a prayer directly.